there was a distinction between community and neighbourhood, whereas in sort of a lot of ways they're often used interchangeably sort of by planners and so forth. But community was sort of more closely linked with the idea of home, and housing more closely linked to the idea of neighbourhood, because neighbourhood was seen more as a sort of a factor of space or place, sort of a physicality, sort of a boundary, maybe that's a ward or whatever, whereas community was more of an emotional sort of investment rather, sort of about the people that you live with and the way that you engage with your home and the environment. And that's sort of the opposite between sort of people in investment was this idea that sort of certainly, well, elsewhere as well, but in London, obviously housing is seen as sort of an investment and less of a home, whereas home and community is more about the people that you interact with. And the idea of obligation and burden, it's financial, so sort of this idea of entrapment as well. So once you sort of move into an area and you're into a neighbourhood, you're then obligated to sort of stay there, essentially. It becomes a burden. Choices and participation. You have sort of a choice to participate in your community, but and sort of your community is as much as you give to it. Yeah, change over time. So obviously your personal sort of needs change over time and what you want out of a neighbourhood or community. And prescribed neighbourhoods was about this idea that there might be a sort of prescription or a recipe for what makes a sort of perfect neighbourhood in terms of X number of community centres, X number of houses, mixed use, etc., etc. But in actual fact, it's sort of not possible to prescribe a community in that way.